Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
What was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Judy Grant of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I said, think of a famous actor, first and last names, that together contain each of the five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly once. And if you add an M and rearrange the result, you get a famous writer, also first and last names. Who are these famous people? And the answer is Lynn Cariou, C-A-R-I-O-U. And you rearrange those letters, you get Alice Munro.
That was a really hard one. We received only 108 answers, and among those answers is our winner, and it is Robert Wimishner of Los Angeles, California. Congratulations.
Thank you. This is so exciting.
So how did you figure that out? Because it was a tough one.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens to be that Alice Munro is a favorite author of mine. Nice. I do have a lot of the books, and so I went through my library of books and, you know, looking at the spines and finding names and, you know, and then sort of working backwards, you know. I mean, so once I got her, then, of course, removed the M and went to Lynn. So, yeah.
That's good. That's great. What do you do?
I am a pastry chef, and I teach baking at a community college in Los Angeles. And I also write about food. I've written 4 books and use them in my teaching.
That's fantastic. What kind of desserts do you most focus on?
Well, I love to do plated desserts. I'm really, you know, teaching kind of contemporary restaurant style multi-component desserts, and that's my focus. And so I challenge the students to explore deeply into their creativity and come up with something once they've learned the basics, of course.
That sounds great. I am a terrible dessert maker. My favorite show is Nailed It, where you have all the terrible cooks that actually come
right.
on and try and emulate people like you. That's
yes,
me.
Yes, that's fun. It is fun.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I sure am.
All right, Will, take it away.
All right, Robert, today's puzzle is called Dough. Every answer is a 6-letter word or name ending in the letters D-O. For example,
did you know he was going to be a pastry chef? Because it feels like that's right on the nose.
D-O-U-G-H, good. I like that. For example, if I said Gilbert and Sullivan opera with the, you would say Mikado.
Right.
Number one, black and white outfit worn to a fancy party.
Black and white outfit worn to a fancy party.
Usually by men, although women can wear this too.
Tuxedo.
A tuxedo is right. Number two is sexual drive.
Libido.
Right. And oddball.
Weirdo.
Uh-huh. A kind of dragon.
Komodo.
Good. A brand of swim trunks.
Speedo.
Uh-huh. A brand of luxury watches.
Movado.
Nice. Mm. Texas City on the Mexican border.
Laredo.
Uh-huh. The 4th largest city of Ohio.
Toledo.
Good. Actor who starred in The Godfather.
Marlon Brando.
Nice. Spanish for Saturday.
Sabado.
Is it Sabado or Sabado?
Sabado.
Uh-huh, good.
Yeah, Sabado. Pardon my pronunciation.
Spanish for when?
Cuando.
Nice. Prefix meaning fake.
Pseudo.
Uh-huh. Here's a vocabulary tester. Proportion of light reflected by the surface of a moon or planet.
Bonus points for this one, my dear.
Oh,
this
it is
hard.
Oh, gosh, I hope so. I should know this, although I'm not in the science side at all other than in baking. So repeat again, can you?
Yeah.
Would you? Yeah.
Proportion of light reflected by the surface of a moon or planet. I'll give you a hint. It starts with A.
Not albedo, A-L-B-E-D-O.
That's exactly it. It's pronounced albedo, but...
wow, extra credit points.
And your last one is a hyphenated word for a square dance move.
Do-si-do.
Do-si-do is it.
That was great. You
thank
did really
you,
well. How
so
do you feel?
I feel fantastic.
You should. You did really well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And what member station do you listen to, Robert?
I listen to KCRW.
That's Robert Wimishner of Los Angeles, California. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will, next week's challenge. What is it?
Yes, name a major U.S. city with a population of more than 100,000. It has a 2-word name. The two words rhyme respectively with the first and last names of a famous singer. What city is it, and who's the singer? So again, a major U.S. city, more than 100,000 people, two-word name. The two words rhyme respectively with the first and last names of a famous singer. What's the city, and who's the singer?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.